Sportsline continues on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Welcome back to Sportsline here on The Fan. Chris and Marcus, glad to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon. All things considered, a nice day mid-February, coming off Valentine's Day. Right now, I want to throw a bouquet out to one of our favorite guests each and every time we have him. Always great insight, great stuff. You can reach him on Twitter at jaugie46, former Brewers pitcher, Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst extraordinaire, Jerry Augustine. Augie, how you doing today?
Hi, guys. How are you doing? I'm calling you from beautiful Arizona.
So oh, man. We're hanging in there here. We have some technical difficulties, so at times, please bear with us. But we'll take your technical difficulties or not, because I always love having you. I guess just first of all, give our listeners an idea of what it was like when you reported back in the day for spring training. Was there a certain personality, a certain guy or two that you wanted to seek out right away? How much did you look forward to pitchers and catchers?
Well, you know, you all see your friends, and the big thing is the first few days when you're in camp, you're always saying hi. Everybody usually gets there several days early, so you have that time to catch up with your friends before you actually physically start the days you're as pitchers and catchers. But it's just going back to see your friends, see how the winter was, see what's going on in their life, and then it's ready to get to work. But you really go with the excitement of starting over, starting something new. You have goals that you set, and you want to start out on the right foot.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of players, obviously, for you, I would think, that fit this category. But can you give our listeners, take us back a little bit, a couple of guys who were just a blast to be around? I mean, everybody, their coworkers, whether it's the Brewers or it's, you know, hitting it hard on your construction site, certain faces you say, dang, I'm glad they're here with me. A couple of guys like that?
Well, when you came in our clubhouse, you know, I always had my good friends on the pitching staff. Yeah, Moose Haas was a very close friend of mine, and, you know, Pete Ladd and these type guys. But when you got in the clubhouse, it's always the pranksters, like a Charlie Moore, who is always starting something, guys who are having fun playing tricks on guys. And those are the guys that you really look forward to seeing right away, because right from the first day, they always had something going on. It was always something funny they were doing, whether it be lighting somebody's shoes on strings on fire or putting something else in a locker. But there were always jokes going on. So, and Charlie Moore on our club was probably right in the middle of most of them.
Jerry Augustine here on The Fan, former Brewer and current Fox Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. So, Augie, looking ahead, obviously, we all know the Brewers are in a rebuild. They're, you know, the Bucks have the phrase own the future, and I think the Brewers kind of follow suit. Who are you looking forward to this year, maybe taking that leap and in the kind of youth movement they got going on?
Well, you know, the thing that we have to look at this ball club, when you look at what might be this opening day lineup, you're almost different at every position except for Ryan Braun in left field. That might, so right there you're seeing that this is still in a rebuild. They're trying to find out. I think when you ask questions, it's like, who's going to be on third, the battle at second, who are going to be your utility players, who's going to be behind the plate. But I think the guys that are exciting and you want to see what they're going to, how they're going to step up, is a guy like Orlando Arcia at shortstop. This guy's got a lot of talent. Can he take that next step and really start that offensive side of the ball? Can these guys really, can Travis Shaw come in and play a little bit third base? The same thing with some of the guys that they picked up this year, like Eric Thame. Can he come in and do those jobs? And then it's all about that pitching staff, because when you look at what the pitching staff did last year, the second half of the year post-All-Star, they were second in ERA in the National League and third in all of baseball. So can that pitching staff start out? And it'll be interesting to see how they handle that.
That's Jerry Augustine here on The Fan, brought to you in part by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires, now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Augie, I'm guessing that they're the snowbirds, as they call them down there, that you see year in and year out. And it's always got to kind of be rejuvenating, I would think, too. Yeah, I'm sure you've made friends with fans that make that journey every year. But Brewer fans are amazing, because it seems like, unlike Packer fans, their ability to be patient, go with the flow, appreciate the great young talent, even if they're not always producing W's. Just talk about the mentality of Brewers fans.
They're phenomenal. I think what we're really blessed with in Milwaukee and Wisconsin is the fan who's a patient fan. And I think the one thing that they want to do, whether it's the Packers, the Bucks, the Badgers, Marquette, whoever it may be, is when you start when you play a game that you give 100% and you go out and you play hard. And I think that's what you saw out of the Brewers last year. They made some great steps. But part of the steps that they made was they went out each and every day and they played hard. Now, can they take it the next step further and improve on those things? Those are things our fans like to see. I think those are fans. Our fans are smart enough to watch and see what is going on. And it really makes it fun because our fans are great fans. They're behind us 100%, the Brewers and all the sport teams. And the thing they like to see is a team that goes out and plays hard each and every day.
Jerry Augustine here on The Fan. So, Augie, you know a little something about pitching. Take us through the expected rotation this year. Obviously, bringing the whole band back together again, Chase Anderson with the arbitration. And what can we expect from the rotation this year?
I think when you go in, you got to look at Junior Guerra, Zach Davies, and Willie Peralta to be your top three. I think you look at the way they finished the season, how they threw the ball, how they were performing. Those have got to be your top three. I think from there, you're going to kind of look at Jimmy Nelson. Can he get that mental and that physical part of the game back to where he was in the beginning of last year? He can be a very good pitcher. He just has to get set. Tommy Malone, who they picked up a left-hander from Minnesota, might figure in at Chase Anderson. Matt Garza, can he make the changes that a veteran pitcher has to make? And then you got two young pitchers and a Josh Hader, who I really like. If you look at him, he's a cross. He's like a Madison Bumgarner. He goes from the left side. He's got acceptable stuff. He has great velocity. He's a young kid to watch for. And then Javier Lopez, who is up at the end of 2015, who really pitched the ball very well. So I think that's your starting rotation. And then I'll tell you what, other than Neftali Feliz, where they picked up as a short man, I think the bullpen is really up for grabs.
That's Jerry Augustine here on Sportsline. Jonathan Villar, I mean, how can he not be one of your favorites? You look at his numbers. I mean, it is crazy. When you're posting 19 home runs, 63 runs batted in, a lot of strikeouts, but 62 stolen bases and a .285 average. I mean, the sky's the limit, it seems, anyway, for this guy. What's the next move for him?
Well, you know, when you're looking at Jonathan Villar, first of all, I think what you're going to look at is where is he going to play and where is he going to be comfortable. And I think the one thing you want to do with some of your guys who are your most valuable players on a team, you want to find a comfort level for them. And it looks like right now that he's going to be given an opportunity to take over at second base. Be a nice battle between him and Scooter Jeanette. But when you look at what he can do, he's really a triple threat. He can hit for power, he can hit for average, and he can steal bases. And any time you get a guy like that leading off, it's something the Brewers haven't had in a while, that really allows your lineup to flourish. And he's one guy that gets the team off or gets the game off in a positive note. So he's very valuable to this team, but I think it's going to be interesting to see what position he ends up at, whether it's going to be starting at second or maybe at third or what does happen.
Augie, a couple of quick questions before we let you go. One, with the pitchers, when they come in, pitchers and catchers report, just talk a little bit about that process on how much they need to get ready. And I was listening to, you know, some other radio talking about, well, it seems like a lot of spring training games. Well, I mean, guys need to have their time off and get in that rhythm, and there's only so many days. I mean, it just takes so long to play out. It would seem. But talk about that, and then Craig Counsell, what's his kind of motto for the team this year? What's his rally cry?
Okay, I think one thing you talk about a starting pitcher when you come in, you want to find that familiarity when you go out there, that you command the pitches the way you finished last year. And it's a lot harder than you think it is, because you go in there and you got to find that comfort level. You just had several months off, even though you might have thrown on the side. It's getting the back where you get that confidence and that comfort level to throw the ball and the pitches that you want. What do you have to do to become a better pitcher? And that does take a little bit of time. And that's what each of the guys do. You hear guys working on pitches. Well, they will do it maybe one or two starts, or then they'll start getting in their routine to say, hey, you know what, I got to get ready for the season. That's usually what takes the longest for a pitcher. When you talk about Craig Counsell looking this year, it's all about the culture. And when he talks about the culture, he talks about youth, competition, and versatility. He wants to find out the players who are going to evolve and take this organization to its future. So one thing he talked about, he wants competition in spring training, he wants the enthusiasm of youth, and he wants the versatility. And if you look at all the moves they made this winter, it's all about versatility, being able to play multi-position, and have a team like he wants to have, young, who's competitive, and they're very versatile.
Augie, I know I said last thing, but I can live with the DH. I can live with the All-Star game determining things in the postseason. Tell me that it's never going to happen. We're going to start extra innings with a runner on second base.
I think what they do, the one thing, the evolution of baseball, they're going to try a lot of different things, starting with the runner. I know they do that a little bit in Little League. When I go watch my grandson play, they'll start with a runner on second base. You know what? I don't even like it at Pee Wee. So I don't know. I think it's something they're going to try. They're going to try some different things to maybe make the game more fun. But I don't see starting with a runner on base as that. I think just getting the game in a better flow will improve the game and improve the speed of the game and improve the enthusiasm around the game. So they're going to try a lot of different things. I really commend them for trying, but is it going to work? Boy, I can't see starting a runner on second base. I just cannot see that.
Augie, we'll let you get back to the Brewers in Arizona, man. Enjoy the weather. Love isn't with you. You take care.
Yeah, thank you, and I'll be willing to come on every week and tell you a little bit of what I hear from spring training. It's fun. It's going to be an exciting team. It's going to be a different team than last year, but it's going to be exciting.
Great stuff, Augie. And you do enhance for our listeners the viewing and watch of the games with your insights when you're on with us. Really appreciate it, man. You take care.
Oh, anytime, guys. I really enjoy it. Great being with you.
All right, Jerry Augustine, the Pride of Kewaunee. You can reach him on Twitter at jaugie46, Fox Sports Wisconsin, Brewers analyst. You're right, he does know a little something about pitching. And as he was running down the list there, it sounds a little thin. But, I mean, Junior Guerra, I guess. I mean, the guy's numbers were crazy, and I did not realize that the team earned run average in that last stretch of the season was that good.
That's pretty good.
Because I mean, they were walking like everybody and their brother going into the halfway point of the season. It was brutal.
Remember when Mike McCarthy called Eddie Lacy out for his weight?
Right. I do. How could I forget?
I kind of wanted to ask Augie, like, a number for Zach Davies. Like, is he up to a buck 70 yet?
You know, going way back when Barney Fife wanted to make the FBI and he had to weigh a certain amount, and he's, like, putting weights in his pockets and trying to eat 1,000 pounds of potatoes and gravy. That's Zach Davies. I mean, soaking wet a buck 35. I don't know. He's not tall enough to go on the rides.
No.
Great America, but he's
sure
tall enough to get up his way onto the mound. I mean, he has to rappel to the rubber, but once he gets there, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he is good. He's just really small.
He is. That's good. Off speed.